down to verse 25. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.' Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus." Now look at chapter 2 and verse 12. Chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, "Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' Now, and when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed from Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" Now look at verse 19. It says, "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" Let's pray. Father, I pray that your will would be done today, that we would listen to what you have to say to us through your word, that our hearts would be open and receptive, and that we would follow your leading. I thank you for this time together with these wonderful people. I pray that you would bless them and help us now. In Jesus' name, amen. In reading the account of the Christmas story in Matthew, I was struck by the way God spoke to Joseph. Because of this communication from God to Joseph and his obedience, Joseph was able to play a part in establishing the kingdom of God. Now, God speaking to Joseph and Joseph recognizing that it was the Lord directing him was the key to Joseph fulfilling God's purpose for his life. Now, God has a purpose for your life as well, and he wants to communicate that purpose to you just as clear and concise as he did with Joseph. With Joseph, God sent an angel to speak to him. Today, God communicates to us directly by his Holy Spirit. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 16 for a minute. In John chapter 16, hold your finger in Matthew, because we're going to go back there. But in John chapter 16, in verse 13, Jesus says this. John 16:13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. You see, this is Jesus telling all who follow him how he will communicate with us. This is Jesus telling all that follow him how he's going to communicate. How he's going to communicate to us. And how he's going to communicate his truths to us and his will for us. It's going to be by his Holy Spirit. That's what we see here. We see that God has established this communication with us and with his Spirit so that we can clearly know what his will is for our life and what his purpose is for our life. Look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says this. I love hearing the rustling of the pages. That's great. Praise God. Verse 38 says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" So all those who trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins receive a great gift. That gift is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is given to us so that he can communicate his will to us in a clear and concise way. This makes it possible for us to follow his purpose for our lives. Now, as Christians, we should not be satisfied with anything less. We should not be satisfied with anything less than God directing our lives by his Spirit and us knowing, just like Joseph knew it was from the Lord, knowing that we are being guided and directed from him. A life not directed by God is a sad existence. That is why it is so important that we be led by his Spirit. So as we look at this communication between God and Joseph, I want us to see the benefits of being led by the Holy Spirit. Let's turn back to Matthew for a minute. Let's turn back to Matthew and look at verse chapter 1, verse 18 again. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus was as followed. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins.'" Now, the first benefit I want you to see is God will show you his role for your life when he leads you. God will show you his role for your life when he leads you. Now, God showed Joseph his role, the role that he had for his plan of redemption, the role that Joseph was to play in this. His role was to be the earthly dad of Jesus. That was going to be his role. He was going to be the earthly dad of Jesus. And so God communicated this to Joseph very clearly and very concisely. He knew what his role was. He knew what God wanted him to do. And so he was able to perform it, knowing that he was doing God's will. So God has a role for you in his plan. And he uses his Holy Spirit to communicate that role. That's what I want you to understand. God has a role for you in his plan as well. He has a purpose for you. And he is going to reveal that through His Holy Spirit. Our role is now, like Joseph, like his role was not dictated by his culture. It wasn't dictated by his culture. His culture said, put her away. No, his role was dictated by God. And our role is dictated by the gifts we receive from the Holy Spirit. Our role is dictated by the gifts we receive from the Holy Spirit. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's the Apostle Paul speaking about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us. In verse 4 of chapter 12, it says, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. You see that? Now look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Bruce referenced this chapter this morning already, and I want us to look at verse 6 now. After you submit yourself, surrender yourself to God and His will for your life and His service, this is what we see in verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, that grace is given to us by the Holy Spirit, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So we see here that the Holy Spirit will show us His role for our lives by giving us these gifts to use in the building of His kingdom. That's how we know what our role is. Maybe God has given you the gift of mercy, where when you see somebody hurting, you really feel for them. And so you try and comfort them and reach out to them. That is a wonderful way to minister to people, and that is a wonderful role to play in the church. But you'll know that's your role by God giving you that gift. You'll recognize it, and we need to ask God to show us what gifts He has given us so that we will have the right role in the church. Francis Chan was talking this morning in our Sunday school class about this very thing, how God, when He gives us these gifts, the church recognizes them as well, and we put people in certain roles based on the gifts that they have. Maybe you are gifted in teaching. So we're going to find out the course of time that you're gifted in teaching, and you're going to feel that as well. And as you do, we're going to pray and have God put you in a position where you can teach others. Maybe you're someone that is good at exhorting others. Maybe you have the gift of exhortation, where you can disciple others, where you can hang out with them and say, listen, this is how the Lord wants us to do things. And so that's going to be your role, a discipler. Now, we're all commanded to do these things together, and we're all commanded to do these things as individuals as well, but we're going to see as we operate as a body, and I want you to notice what it says, that, you know, we're to operate together for the profit of all in this, that we're going to see that God gives us these certain gifts that lead us to certain roles in the church, okay? That's what we need to be doing. That happens as God, through His Spirit, communicates to us. That's what we need to focus on. We need to be like Joseph, hearing what God has to say to us and then doing what he wants. But we need to ask him to give us direction. We need to ask him, and he will direct us. He will. He will absolutely do that. So we see this. We see that the Holy Spirit will show us his role for us by giving us gifts to use in the building of his kingdom. Meditate on these scriptures. This one in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and this one in Romans chapter 12. Meditate on these this week and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what gifts or gift he has given to you, then ask him to show you his role for you in his plan. Please do that this week, because I promise you, you're going to find purpose as you do that. You're going to find a plan for your life as you do that. And it's going to fit in with the body of Christ that you are in. And this body will operate way better when you are using your God-given gifts the way he wants you to in our midst. So let's pray for that, okay? Let's meditate on that. When we are all fulfilling our role as the body of believers, our church will function like God wants it to. But we must listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit to do so. Now, secondly, God will use us as a testimony to the promises when he leads you, to his promises when he leads you. God will use us as a testimony to his promises when he leads you. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to look over these verses in Matthew chapter 1. I'm just going to tell you about them, okay? So as God led Joseph, we see the promises of God being fulfilled. The promise that Jesus would be born of a virgin is fulfilled. The promise that Jesus would be called Emmanuel is fulfilled. The promise of Jesus being called a Nazarene is fulfilled. All these promises came to fruition as Joseph followed the leading of the Lord. You see how when we're led by God, he fulfills his promises and we are have special insight. Let's pray.